You and your mother are a pair.
Freeloading house guests become a burden.
You moved out, leaving him without furniture.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's what happened.
Then his wallet took another hit.
She ran into a pole, damaging the right front corner of my truck.
Did that happen?
No, ma'am.
Didn't happen?
No, ma'am.
You're a liar. You're not even a good liar.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Mariah Russom is suing her mom's ex-boyfriend, Jason Kirkland, for unpaid loans for personal expenses and for the return of her property.
Order. All rise. This is case number 383 on the calendar, the matter of Russom versus Kirkland.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Russom, who is this?
My mother.
And how old are you?
23.
How old is your mother?
40.
You have a sister?
Yes, ma'am.
How old is she?
She just turned 19.
When did you and your sister and your mother move in with Mr. Kirkland?
It was just me and my mother, and it was towards the end of July.
Where was your sister living?
She was staying at the apartment.
At what apartment?
Where we were living beforehand.
Well, then why did you and your mother move in with Mr. Kirkland?
We moved in with him because there was tension between me and my sister, and he offered for us to move in.
Okay, so you moved in with him because you were having problems with your sister. Was your mother working?
Yes.
Were you working?
Yes.
How long did you live with Mr. Kirkland?
Till the end of September.
So for 2 months. And in the 2 months that you lived there, did you pay Mr. Kirkland rent?
No, ma'am.
Did your mother pay Mr. Kirkland rent?
They exchanged rent in different ways, but yes.
The question was, did she pay him rent?
She did pay rent.
No, ma'am, she did not pay rent.
She's going to be able to prove that she paid rent. Did you pay rent that you can prove?
We exchanged billing. We would get paid on different pay cycles. So we would go back and forth. It wasn't just a rent check, but I do have proof that I've sent and made a mortgage or a rent payment to his landlord.
She make a rent payment for you?
On one occasion, she paid my rent in lieu of me paying her house note. Her house note was $1,350. My rent was $895. I also paid her car note during
that time. Just a second. I believe him.
I have the checks if you need them.
I'm sure he does. I believe him. So he paid your mortgage and you paid the rent. So the answer is she did not pay rent.
That is correct.
And you did not pay rent. All right, so I just want to understand. Two employed people move in because I assume that they were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They moved in because you were having trouble. You lived rent-free with Mr. Kirkland, and it is your claim that you loaned Mr. Kirkland some money to help him with his son because you bought a bed for his son, you bought a lawnmower for the house, and you activated a cell phone for his 14-year-old son.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want him to pay you back for
that? There was also one other line that was connected, but it was for Jason on my mom's line.
Well, who cares about that?
Your Honor, these phones in question were not requested.
Don't speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just so that I understand. How much did you spend, because he doesn't deny that you bought a lawnmower for the house, how much did you spend that you can prove for the lawnmower?
With tax and everything, $346.39.
$346. And how much did you pay for the bed?
Close to $1,000 with everything.
You have all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
When you say close to $1,000, this is a court. How much did you spend?
Well, we had bought him a mattress as well. And I bought myself a mattress, and then everything totaled out to $2,000.
Ms. Russom, let me go back for a moment. When you moved in to Mr. Kirkland's house with your mother, did Mr. Kirkland get rid of any furniture when you and your mother moved in? Look at me.
He was going to...
No, not going to. Did Mr. Kirkland get rid of any furniture? That would be a yes or a
yes.
No.
That's
yes.
Incorrect, Your Honor.
Don't yes, do it to me again. That would be a yes or a no. Did he get rid of any furniture when you and your mother moved in?
Yes.
What furniture did he get rid of?
The couches.
He got rid of the couches.
Mm-hmm, and we brought ours in.
Just a second. He got rid of the couches.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me how he got rid of the couches.
He delivered them to my other apartment, or the apartment where my sister was staying.
So the old couches, I want you to follow me, and I want everybody to follow me. the old living room furniture that was in his apartment, he delivered to where your sister was staying. And you and your mother brought in the furniture, the couches, from your house.
Yes.
To his house.
Yes.
Let's stay with the couches for a moment, because I'm addressing your counterclaim, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
As well. When you and your mother moved out, did you take the couches with you?
Yes, ma'am.
So now he's got a living room with no couches. Did you return to Mr. Kirkland the couches that you and your mother took to the other residents?
He did not want them back.
That's not what I asked you. Did you return them?
We tried.
How did you try?
We asked if he wanted them.
Did they ask you?
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
I don't
have a text message.
I don't believe that they asked at all. Can I see a text message?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it.
Let's see if I can find that particular conversation.
Slides.
Yes, sir, left and right. That would be in regards to the furniture, Your Honor. At that time, I was requesting the return of my furniture.
Your Honor, can I say something?
Justice. No.
Okay.
It says, when can I come and get my furniture? You to her.
Yes, ma'am.
Her answer is, which I don't understand, when I get with police. What does that mean?
I didn't send that.
Who did?
Her mother, Danae Wise.
Stand up. What does that mean, when I get with police?
Because there was a domestic violence incident, I was not going to return his furniture until I had the police with me.
Well, when did you get the police with you?
I didn't. When I had texted Jason back, I said, when do you want your furniture back? And he said,
show me.
I don't.
Show me.
I don't have
show
the text.
Me.
I switched phones. I don't have my
well,
old phone
and
anymore.
It doesn't exist. All I have here is you saying, when I get with
right.
the police, when I get with the police, and you tell me you never got with the police to return his furniture.
No, I had not.
Yeah, right. Now you can sit. I know exactly where I'm going. So, not finished yet. So when you and your mother moved in, you took the furniture out of his house, so you put it in your old house, you brought the newer furniture from your old house into his house. When you and your mother moved out, after they had an argument, or somebody had an argument, you moved out with all your furniture, leaving mm-hmm. him without furniture.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's what happened. And now you want him to return to you money that you say you bought for beds for his son, a TV. Whose TV was it?
Mine.
Where did you get it from?
Conn's.
Hmm?
It's a place in Texas.
Mr. Kirkland, you say that the TVs had something to do with a swap with her
yes,
son.
Yes, Your Honor.
You want to tell me about that?
Yes, Your Honor. When Mariah and her mother moved into my home, my son kindly offered to take a smaller bedroom in order to give Mariah more room. While doing so, he had a big screen television that took up a lot of his room, along with his bunk beds that he had at the time. This is where most of the furniture purchasing came about. Her mother and her offered to buy Jacob a bedroom suite and give him this smaller flat screen TV, which was given to them free with the purchase of their living room furniture. That is also in text message. These were-
You want, just a second. You want to respond to that?
I have text messages as well saying that he was going to send me checks and money and would help me whenever he could. I received one check from him.
Oh, I would like to see him acknowledging that he owes you money. No, don't give me a whole bunch. Show me.
Oh, there's just like two.
Your Honor, I never denied owing for the lawnmower.
Ma'am.
Oh, just a second. I want to read them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about the lawnmower. You acknowledge that you owe her for that?
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
Go ahead.
We needed a lawnmower at the house. I asked Mariah if we could charge a lawnmower to her account at Conn's. I agreed to get that paid off within several months. I did make one payment to her on the lawnmower.
How much?
I believe the payment was $150.
Is that right?
That was for the phone bill.
Whose phone bill?
Jacob's phone bill, his son.
Did you discuss with Mr. Kirkland before you put Jacob on your phone?
Yes, and he agreed that...
No. I want you to tell me when you discussed putting Jacob on the phone.
It was the day that we walked into AT&T.
Who walked into AT&T?
Me, him, and Jacob.
Okay. And you had a discussion there? You bought a phone?
Added him to a line because he didn't... We added a line for his son because he didn't have contact with him when he was at his mother's because there was no minutes on his phone. I said I would add a line for him. You just pay me each month, and that's it.
So what month was his bill $150?
Activation fees.
That's just to have it activated.
Yes.
Did you agree to pay her for that?
No, Your Honor. I did not walk into AT&T with her. I was at work. She walked into AT&T with my son and added a smartphone to her plan for him. He already had a smartphone, which I'd taken away from him as discipline, so I could still get in touch with him. I bought him a little track phone from Walmart, which at the time, I don't think it had any minutes on it because he was spending the week with me.
Can I say something?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When she got home from work, tell from the look on her face something was wrong.
Did that happen?
No, ma'am.
Didn't happen?
No, ma'am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mariah Russom says her mom's ex-boyfriend, Jason Kirkland, owes for loans and the return of property. Jason is countersuing, also for the return of property and for damage to his car.
Go ahead. Ma'am, he walked into AT&T because they had called me when they were activating the line for Jacob. Jacob had a more of a smartphone in the beginning, but Jason had stated that he had actually lost the phone, so he had more of a, like a little flip phone, and that the minutes would always, he would have to pay his, Jacob's mother, $50 a month.
Who said that?
Jason did.
Pay the mother $50.
$50 a month because Jacob was on her plan.
Okay.
So Mariah had added Jacob to the phone, and Jacob was so excited because he had an iPhone.
Just a second. So now, instead of paying the mother $50 a month, how much do you want from him for the phone?
Well, to disconnect it, it's $275 just to cancel the line out.
And he says that the $150 he gave you was for the lawnmower.
It was not for the lawnmower. It was for the phone bill. He delivered a
so
piece of mail.
So now it's $150. And
that's what he paid me for the payment.
Deactivate? Why did you deactivate it?
I haven't deactivated it. I still have it on my line, and that I have to pay for it each month.
Okay. And how much was the bill last month?
Last month it was $400. Jacob was
that's
using
why,
a.
That's why you don't get a 14-year-old a phone.
He was using a lot of data. When,
that's why you
yes.
don't get a 14-year-old a phone.
Your Honor, he does not have that phone, nor has he had that phone since October.
Where is it?
That's a good question.
I thought you had it.
Oh. I did.
Okay.
You said you had to return it to AT&T.
Just now you can sit down.
Just real quick. Okay. He manipulated me into pretty much calling me his daughter. I was going through a vulnerable state with my parents going through their divorce. And I wanted a father in my life. He was very, very nice about that.
It took 2 months. It was not.
He said he was a pro UFC fighter.
Ms. Russom, you and your mother are a pair. You went into his house. You took out his furniture. You moved his furniture into your other house. When you left him a virtually empty shell of a living room because there were no couches in there, and I assume other living room furniture as well. Your mother did not return the furniture to him, which she actually could have done. Mm. She didn't need his permission. Either with or without the police, she goes and she puts it on his front lawn. Then he has
he
his couches
he
back.
He didn't want it back yeah. because now you don't, there was dog
no, listen to me.
Marks in it.
Listen to me. You don't have that text.
Ma'am, could he have come and got it?
You don't have that text. And before I moved out with all my furniture, I would have made arrangements to move his old furniture back. That was a nice thing to do, since you were living there rent-free. I have very little sympathy for either one of you, except he acknowledges he owes you $346 for the lawnmower. Now, what, Jan Down, what proof do you have, proof, P-R-O-O-F, what proof do you have that he stole your grandmother's ring?
That night, I showed up. I came home late from work. He went in the bathroom, supposedly, and got a voice recording, put batteries in it, and was recording my mom. After that, I get a phone call saying she was choked.
Listen to me. Don't show me pictures of your mother being choked. I asked you what proof you have that he stole your mother's ring.
The ring was laying next to his gun beforehand. The ring and the gun were gone when she woke up.
That is completely false, Your Honor. The night in question is September 28th. The weekend in question in which I was supposedly stealing a ring was two weekends later. These are completely separate incidents.
The rings were gone, Jason.
And for that matter, had I choked Miss Weiss, I would have been arrested.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know, you're a liar. You're not a good liar. You're not even a good liar.
cases, real people, Judge Judy. Mariah Russom claims her mother's ex-boyfriend, Jason Kirkland, owes for loans and the return of property.
Okay, he owes you $346. You have a counterclaim. The only part of your counterclaim, sir, that I am entertaining is as follows. You say that she damaged your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
The reason I'm saying that is you did wind up with an extra bedroom set in your house.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. You don't have living room furniture, but you have your son's bedroom furniture.
That's correct.
As far as I'm concerned, I didn't go to law school and graduate school to figure out what's worth more, the couches that they didn't return, which are older, or the new bedroom set for your son when he volunteered to move out of his larger bedroom so that she could have the larger bedroom. That's what you say. I actually believe that that happened. But I want you to tell me about the car.
The car. The incident happened October 4th, Your Honor. It was my weekend to have my son. Miss Russell and I exchanged vehicles. My truck gets 14 miles to the gallon. Her car gets better than 30. I used her car to go get my son. She took my truck to go to work. When she got home from work, I could tell from the look on her face something was wrong. And that's when she told me that when she was pulling up to work, she ran into a pole, damaging the right front corner of my truck.
Did that happen?
No, ma'am.
Didn't happen?
No, ma'am. He took my car all the way to Louisiana.
Listen to me. I didn't ask you that. I said, did you, while using his truck, come in contact with a pole?
No, ma'am.
What are you showing me? You take a piece of paper.
This right here is his full background check of alias names and everything.
I don't believe, Miss Russom, I have a problem with your veracity, madam. Can I see a picture of your truck, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'll tell you right now, I can't see. Oh, I see it right in here. Is that
yes,
what you're talking
there's
about?
There's the dent. There's damage to the bumper cover, and the headlight was cracked. The assemblies will have to be replaced.
And this happened in October?
Yes, ma'am, October 4th.
I thought they moved out the end of September.
No, I asked her mother to leave September 28th. Police were called, and they asked her to leave my home.
So her mother left?
Yes, September
28th. But Mariah stayed?
She lived in my home for another 2 weeks, Your Honor.
Is that right?
I stayed there till the following weekend to get all my belongings because...
Oh, you know, you're a liar. You're not a good liar. You're not even a good liar.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay, this is my ruling. Pay careful attention. Right? Pay careful, put your hand down. You talked, you lied, I'm ready to rule.
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Okay, can I see the estimate to fix the truck, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
What year truck is this?
It is a 2004, Your Honor. That estimate is written by someone that I do a lot of business with through my employer.
Hold on a second.
At a greatly discounted rate.
The truck's not even registered legally in Texas.
Okay, so this is my ruling. Pay careful attention.
Right?
Pay careful. Put your hand down. You talked. You lied. I'm ready to rule. You got it? He owed you $346 for the lawnmower. I believe you're entitled to that. You owe him $1,880 to fix the bumper and the side panel of his truck. I am deducting the $346 that he owed you for the lawnmower. Which means on your counterclaim, sir, I am awarding you $1,534.
Thank you
very much.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I have been through so much as a result of those two. I'm just relieved that this is over, and hopefully they can move on with their life and stay out of mine.
He would call me his daughter and everything like that, so... I was going through a hard time, and I wanted a dad figure.
All I tried to do was help him, and in the end, didn't seem to work out in my favor.
He uses his son to his advantage of being, you know, this loving father, when in reality he gave his son up, and he still has visitation, but he has no legal rights to him.
Then he snapped on my mom, choked her that night, and he's a pathological liar.
The night in question, I ended the relationship. She attacked me. I pushed her off of me. I had to call the police.
He's a con artist, and he got away with it again.
Anyone that knows me will tell you, I am no liar. I tell it just like it is. You may not want to hear it, but it's going to be the truth.
He's a con artist. He's a narcissist and a psychopath.
Hopefully they can find peace within themselves and just leave me alone. That's all I want.